Welcome to the Spirit of Praise broadcast, coming to you from Tabernacle of Praise Church International, York, South Carolina. I'm Bishop Alfred Jackson. I'm thankful that you've tuned in today, and I pray that the message will bless you and impact your life in a powerful way. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the message.
Congregation, want to say God bless you. Remember always that your labor in the law, it is not in vain. Amen. For the fact you have taken up your time to be in the presence of God, what is here on time, what is here or online, remember your time in the law, it is not wasted. Hallelujah. So we want to say God bless you to you all. Amen. Well, this morning we want to take our scripture reading. For those who may not have the opportunity to hear our scripture reading for today. And it's taken from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 5, verse 25. And it's read that Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him. And our second scripture reading is from James chapter 4 verse 8. It says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Hallelujah. And so this morning, I want to share with you on a talk, walking with God for his kingdom advancement. Walking with God for his kingdom advancement. And this year, we are maintaining spiritual intensity for God's movement. And according to the word of God, through his servant, Bishop, our pastor, he said to advance this movement, we must maintain our favor, maintain the fire, the enthusiasm, the spiritual intensity for Christ and his work. That is the only way that we will be most effective and most productive in winning souls and making disciples until the returns of Jesus Christ. And so, as I was thinking on what to share, the Lord laid on my heart that we need to work with God for his kingdom advancement. And so, if we are called to the church to advance God's kingdom with the gifting and talents and resources that he has given us. And I believe as we work close to God, we will be able to be more productive and more effective in advancing God's kingdom. Amen. And so study shows that Enoch was an ordinary man like you and myself. But he did one ordinary thing, and that thing is to walk with God. The Bible describes him as one of the two men that was so close to God, to the extent that God could tell them about the incoming judgment. And you can read that from Jude verse 14. So I believe that as we walk with God, we will maintain our spiritual intensity for God's movement. We will continue on to be burning with the fire of the Lord. And we will be most effective and most productive in advancing God's kingdom in all aspects of our life till he comes. If you believe it, can you say amen? So, church, the question now is, what it means to be walking with God, or what is walking with God? And so from a biblical perspective, walking with God means our willingness to do the word of God and the purpose of God through Jesus Christ. To have a spiritual conduct that is habitual. That is, we don't become spiritual only on Sunday. But we should be spiritual persistently. Hallelujah. In all that we do. So when you are doing that, you are walking with God. Hallelujah. The Bible said that in Romans chapter 8, verses 6-7, that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against the will of God, and it would never be, and nor indeed can be. So what this means is that the carnal mind is an enemy to God's word, is an enemy to God. That's why we believer would need to always be in the spirit, to always be spiritual, and that is walking with God. To separate from the world system and be connected to God. The scripture said, though we live in this world, but we are not part of this world. Walking with God means to maintain our closeness to God. As we regularly read, that if you draw near to God, the more we are close to God, the more God will be connected and close to us. And the wish will empower us to do those things that God wants us to do. Why walk with God? Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 tells that then God said, let us make man in our own image according to our likeness. So God, he is the creator of mankind. God is the sustainer of mankind. God is the light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5-7 say that this is the message that which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you see why you need to walk with God. Because if you walk with God, you will walk in the light. You will have a fellowship with your fellow man. And together the kingdom of God will continue to advance. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? So to have a personal relationship with God in this generation, where none the prince of this world has increased his menu with things that are more appealing to the world, that is more appealing to the flesh, that more appealing to the eye, to the extent that Christianity is declining, to the extent that people don't have appetite motivated for the things of God, especially where we find ourselves today. So that is why we need to be more close to God than ever before, and we are walking with him. Amen? That's why we must walk with God. So tell your neighbor that I'm walking with God for his kingdom advancement. I am walking with God for his kingdom advancement. Amen. You are just made on a commitment. Hallelujah. And as you write the meaning from your heart, I want to say, God bless you. Amen. As you walk with God in advancing his kingdom in Jesus' name. So that I want for us to look at example of people in scripture who walk with God in their generation. And one is Noah. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9-12, tell us that Noah was just man, perfect in his generation. Noah, he walked with God. He did not partake of what others were doing. Noah's generation was one of the most rebellious, wicked, sinful generation since the creation of the world. It was in Noah's generation that God's spirit struggled with man. The wickedness of man increases daily. And everything and every thought of the heart and minds were only wickedness continuously, as the Bible says. And in all of this, but Noah, he walked with God. Hallelujah. I believe we can be the Noah in our time. Amen. And so Jesus told his disciple in Matthew that if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his or her cross and follow me. So if we will walk with God in this generation, we need to deny ourselves. Hallelujah. And follow our Lord Jesus. Enoch, one of the persons that walk with God. Genesis 5 verse 22 to 24 say, for 365 years, Enoch walked with God. And Abraham was one of the persons who walked with God. Genesis chapter 17 verse 115 verse 4 say, God asked Abraham to separate himself from his countrymen and to go to the place he will show him. But instead of living alone, he took Lot with him. We know the story. So you see, Abraham had to separate himself from his people before God's covenant was made known to him. Some of us have to leave some things in order to be able to walk with God. And it is my prayer that we will leave those things that easily entangle us so that we will be able to walk with God and continue to advance his kingdom. Hallelujah. Another person that walked with God is Moses. Moses walked with God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 27. Moses decided to suffer affliction to endure. He took into consideration the approach of Jesus Christ, the greater riches that is found in Jesus. The Bible said Moses look, and if you look at a Greek word for look, it is apo, bipo. Apo means away from, and bipo means to see. So the word used means to look away from everything else, to look generally at one object. So Moses looked away from the wealth of the world system towards the messianic future. He forsook Egypt and fearing the wealth and power of the king, he induced to submit, to bear, and to continue to look forward to a messianic future. So church, if we will walk with God, we need to forsake some things. We need to look away from the wealth of our world system and to look forward to the greater riches that we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray that this is being our mindset, that this will be our mindset. Hallelujah. Because we need to continue to advance God's kingdom. Hallelujah. So that I believe with this background, we have understand what it means to walk with God. So having talked about what it means to walk with God, or walking with God, it is important for us to know how to walk with him. Hallelujah. And so to effectively walk with God, we must first have to understand ourselves. We must recognize our identity, our limitation, or our weaknesses, and trust God to help us in those weaknesses. Amen. And I believe some of us, our weaknesses could be weak to pray, weak to read our Bible, weak to leave habitual sin, weak to leave them. Amen. And so we are feeling weak to leave some environment. Some of us, we are glued to some environment that we find it difficult to leave those environment. But until we identify those weaknesses, until we know them and ask God to help us, we'll find it difficult for us to walk with God as he wants us to do. Amen. So we pray that God will help us, that we would look deep into ourselves and identify those weaknesses and continue asking God to help us. Remember, he's always there to help us. He only needs your availability to come to him so that he will help you in those weaknesses. Hallelujah. So from today, Lord, this message, I would like to leave with you 5 ways to walk with God effectively if we will walk with him for his kingdom advancement. Hallelujah. Number one, walk with God in true holiness. The Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. Genesis 17 verse 1 said, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. So we need to be live in true holiness if we want to walk with God. God was talking about the art of our total summation from the world system. Our moral behavior should be different from that of the world. There should be a quality difference. Our separation from the world system does not only mean separating from sexual sin, but anything that must stop us from wholeheartedly walking with God in the light and truth. We need to. Hallelujah. 2, we must walk circumspectly or walk carefully. In Ephesians 5 verse 15 say that if you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. To walk circumspectly is to walk carefully, sensitively. We should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil, his trick, his scheme. 1 John say, there are false prophets that have come into this world, and they are on a great assignment for them to deceive or to mislead us, to divert us from the path of God that he has placed before us. So we need to be aware of those things. So if we will walk with God, we must walk as wise and not as fools. We must walk with God by faith in advancing his kingdom. The Bible said in Hebrew 11 verse 6, tell us that, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we cannot walk with God and then we are full of doubt. We must walk with God with faith. Hallelujah. Let us hold the faith of our confession of our hope without wearied, for he who promised, he is faithful. God who have called us to this ministry, he is faithful. God who have called you to the particular family, he is faithful. God who have called you to a particular ministry, he is faithful. So let us approach God as a children of God with faith. Amen. So faith is the response to God of our human spirit to the word of God. We must walk with God in advancing his kingdom in prayer. God created us to have fellowship with him and with one another. And prayer is the way we register that conversation, that communication. Prayer is our privilege and our deepest responsibility. Prayer is our experience in a personal relationship with God. So you and I, we cannot walk with God without being prayerful. We have to be prayerful. Amen? We have to be prayerful in Jesus' name. So prayer will make us grow our faithfulness to the worship and renew our sense of total dependency on God. So the more we pray, we engage in ourselves in prayer, as in our walk with God, it show us that we are not looking on ourselves and be proud, but it's still how dependence so we are on God. Amen. Walk by the word of God in advancing his kingdom. Joshua 1 verse 8 say, this book of the law should not depart from you, but we should meditate on it day and night. So God's agenda for us to walk with him in advancing his kingdom, it is made effectively if we are in his word. Amen. Remember what Jesus told his disciples. He said, go into the word and preach his gospel, baptizing and teaching his word to those that have come to him. So we as a church, if we will advance God's kingdom, if we will walk with him, we need to walk with him with his word. As Jesus, follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must walk by his word to advance his kingdom, church. To conclude, if we will walk with God effectively in true holiness, in knowing the devil devices, in having our faith in God, having fellowship with God and one another, and knowing his word, we can have fellowship with God. We can be most effective and productive in advancing the kingdom of God till our Lord returns. And more importantly, we will know our stand and walk with God before we depart from this world. As we read from our scripture, the Bible says, Enoch, and walk with God faithfully before God took him out. If we will follow those things and walk with God faithfully, before we even leave this world, we will know our standing with God. Amen. That is why it is important for us to walk with God. And walking with God, we can have the Noah of our generation, the Moses of our generation, who, despite of what is going on, whatever evil that is going on, that we will hold on to our God, that we will not partake of those evil and be obedient to God. We can have the Moses of our generation, that we will forsake the pleasure of this world and be faithful to God if we will walk with him in all that we just talked about. Amen. So it is my prayer today that one way or the other, we have gone against the word of God. One way or the other, we have not been faithful in walking with God so that we will be able to advance his kingdom. I want to pray for us today. And also for those of us who don't know the Lord. The first joining of walking with God is for you to know the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, you can do nothing. Without him, you are totally lost in this world. So this morning, we want to extend our invitation to you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you are here online, if you are here and online, we want to give it an opportunity. Because you don't even know what will happen in the next minute or few seconds. So that you will give your life to Jesus. It doesn't take you a whole lot. It just takes you the art of faith to just believe in Him, recognizing for what He has done, to acknowledge that He has come to die for our sin, and that you will submit from your heart with remorse that, Lord, I have sinned against you. Have mercy upon me. The Bible says our Lord, He is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, if only we are willing. So if you are willing today, I want you to pray this simple prayer after me. That, oh Lord Jesus, that I'm sorry, Lord. I've been away from you, that I do not know you. But Father, I know that you have come to die for my sin. And Father, I believe in you, that you are the Son of God that take away sin. And so, Lord, I surrender to you. Accept me as your son or daughter into your kingdom. Amen. If you faithfully, with faith, pray that prayer, I want to let you know that you are being accepted in the kingdom of God, and you are a child of God. The Bible says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, and He has given us the opportunity to be the child of God. So if you confess that sincerely from your heart, we want to say welcome to the Lord's family. And to us who were one way or the other have not been faithful in our walk with God, our God, He's a merciful God. So the Lord will have mercy on us and give us the grace and re-energize us and redirect us to the path that He has called us, so that we will walk with Him faithfully in advancing His kingdom. So that even before He take us away, we would know our right standing with Him and know that even if we leave from here today, we know where we will be going. Amen. So I want to pray for you. And so, Heavenly Father, as human as we are, as we have learned, Lord, about our limitation, that, Lord, you said in the first place, to walk with you, Lord, we must identify our weaknesses. And so, Father, Lord, I pray, whatever weaknesses, Lord, that we have in you that's stopping us, those things that easily entangle us to not walk with you, Lord, we pray coming against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord, Father, we pray that you, Lord, will have mercy upon us. That, Lord, you will bring us back to you, Lord. We pray for the energy and the grace that we need, Lord, to walk with you faithful, Lord. We pray for the grace that we will be the Noah and the Moses of our generation, Lord. Those people, they were mere men like us, Lord. But because they have decided, Lord, to follow you faithfully, today they are counted in your word, and we can look up to them as an example, Lord. We pray, Father, for the grace to walk with you faithfully, to know our right standing with you, Lord. And with this, Lord, we will be more effective and productive to do what you have called us to do. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
I pray that you've been blessed by the message. And if you have, write to us. Let us know how this message has impacted your life. Or if you've made a decision for Christ today to follow Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, write to us and let us know that as well. And give us your information so that we can follow up with you. You may write to us at Tabernacle of Praise at msn.com. That's Tabernacle of Praise at msn.com. Give us your email address or a way to contact you so that we can follow up with you. Also, we would like for you to sow into this ministry. If you've been blessed by this work, by the preaching of the gospel and the teaching of the gospel, and you would like to help further this cause, we're not just preaching here in the United States. We are preaching around the world. Through this podcast, our messages are being heard in many places around the world. We are actively working in 8 countries in the world, on the ground in Liberia, Malawi, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Guinea, Kenya, and Dominican Republic. So if you'd like to help us in this work, feel free to sow a seed to help further the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the expanding of the kingdom of God. If you would like to give, go to topraise.org/give. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Continue to pray with us and for us as we continue to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. God bless you.